Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? Today we'll look at the communicable attribute of God's wrath. Now, just like jealousy, wrath is an attribute that usually carries a negative connotation. Wrath is extreme anger or intense hatred, and these things are wrong, right? Well, let's start with some verses and then a definition. It's often thought that the wrath of God is an Old Testament thing and not a New Testament thing, so I'm actually going to give you some verses from the New Testament here. Romans 1:18. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. So let's define God's wrath this way. God's wrath is his intense hatred of sin. God's wrath is directed towards something, just like our wrath. The question is the object of our wrath worthy of our wrath? And this exposes why our wrath is not like God's wrath. God's wrath is directed towards an object worthy of it, and that's sin. Usually, ours is not. Our wrath is either directed towards something or someone unworthy of it, or it's an expression of our own hypocrisy. We may display wrath against perceived sin, but we do this as sinners. We partake in the very thing that we claim to have an intense hatred of. One theologian proposed a very helpful way of thinking about God's wrath by asking this question, what would God be like if he didn't hate sin? There's really only two options, and neither of them are very appealing or worthy of our worship and adoration. Either God would delight in sin, or he would be indifferent towards it. Imagine if God was indifferent towards the evil in the world, indifferent towards our suffering or the wickedness of men, towards those who are enemies of all that is good. You see, by definition, God must have wrath against all who are opposed to him because he himself is both the final standard and embodiment of good. So at the end of the day, sin is worthy of hatred, and since our God has an intense hatred of sin, God's wrath actually makes him all the more worthy of our worship and, catch this, our gratitude. Just like every single one of God's other attributes, including God's jealousy, it's actually for our good that our God is a God of wrath who intensely hates sin. Jesus came to save us from the wrath of God. Remember that verse that we just heard? Whoever believes the Son obeys the Son. Basically, whoever believes, trusts, and follows Jesus has eternal life. And whoever doesn't, the Bible says that God's wrath remains on him. God's wrath is aimed at each one of us. Why? Because we are all sinners. We love sin. You can tell by our actions. So when Jesus went up onto the cross, he didn't just bear the wrath of men. He bore the wrath of God in our place. And he did this so that all who believe, trust, and follow him might be saved out from under it. So may we develop a hatred of sin just like our God, and may we not direct our wrath towards others, but towards the remaining sin in our own lives that we might continue turning from it in Jesus' name.